Hello, this is the Hot Jollof Podcast. Last week's episode was such a wreck for me, and I apologize if the quality of delivery was not up to standard as per normal. I mean, having to deal with the trauma of late Inubong Moren's demise jolted me in places I never realized existed. So this week, we'd be doing something to rejig memories and when times were better for us as Nigerians, and for an even better episode, we'll be talking love songs. There was such a time when Nigerian men used to be very romantic to our women, and this kind of reflected in the music that ruled the airwaves at the time. I think gender wars of social media has a role in straining the relationship between the sexes, but that's just me and what I think. So basically, this week, what we'll be talking about is evergreen songs of the millennium era you may have forgotten, but you should still give a listen to. This is the love edition for females, that is from the male perspective. And I hope you enjoy the episode. So starting off at number 10, love songs that you should listen to even if you had forgotten, would be Brymo's Good Morning. If there's anything you would know, Brymo's Good Morning was nothing like the last time you heard it. I always reminisced the song was a slow ballad of some sorts. That's whenever I thought of it, I always thought of it as going very slow. And I'm guessing this is because of the new era of songs that we have that go even slower, like Joe Boy's songs, O'Malley, and even Wizkid's latest album. But this song was nothing like it. It was faster than I remembered it to be for some reason that I can't recall. And don't get me wrong, it didn't change in value, but it was not as I remembered it. And I think it sounded better this time, maybe because of a perspective and maturing over time with the song. I mean, what you get from Brymo's Good Morning song is that feel, that unchanging feel that you got from the first time you heard it. I mean, Brymo was somewhere where it was untouchable at the time, after Oleku and Ara. So the Good Morning song was top-notch as usual. And it never quite leaves if you heard the song from that era and you started enjoying music, Nigerian music from that era. The song is groovy, bouncy even, something that you can get your lady up to and gyrate in your rooms to, you know. The production is very raw, and I'm assuming it's the engineering more than instrumentation, but this helps to achieve a live feel, in my opinion. It makes the song more personal. It's as though Brymo was there before you, serenading you and your lady with the band, instead of singing through a radio set or a headphone. Nothing in the song takes away from the fact that it's a great love song, an introduction to a loveful life, be it marriage or a new relationship or a courtship. It's one of those outstanding songs from his album, Son of a Carpenter. Beautiful album if you ask me, and you should totally check it out. There is Ara on it and some other love songs, but to me, Good Morning stands out because it's a perfect introduction to love life and to our list, of course, at number 10. Brymo's Good Morning. Number 9, Star Plus with Call My Name. Star Plus had hits like a motherfucker, and I maintain that this song doesn't get the props it deserves because of the success of Olufunmi. I mean, when Star Plus dropped the songs, I mean, only me and one of my guys really Kebbi States, and I know Gabe that time, because everybody was loved up and I don't want to reminisce on how good those days were because it gets me moody. But the song, from what I heard when I was listening to it over the course of the week, it has this Caribbean Latino Renaissance feel on it. It's like you get that conga and those guitars going off. I think it's one of those songs that etched itself on Afrobeat's consciousness with Latino Caribbean vibes, the riff, the guitar riff, and all of that. something about the song just exudes poshness. You just get the feel that you're listening to a very rich song. I mean, the song literally opens up to somebody popping a bottle and pouring into a glass. Doesn't get any richer than that, does it? That guitar riff. I still, I think I'd play the song again to get the feel. And the opening of the song makes you want to listen to the song. Then you listen to the first verse, and the storytelling absorbs you. You want to know how it goes. The second verse picks up from there. This song just gets better with each listen, I think. And it belongs amongst the top 10 storytelling songs in Millennium New Music History in Nigeria. That is from the years 2000 to 2021. If this song tells me anything, it shows you how much our game as Nigerian men has dropped. Man, them, we're literally asking Abuja girls if they could pour Hawaiian. I don't advise you do that these days because the way this our guy don't tumble the economy. Wow. And another thing I pick up from the song again is the last verse, the rap that came through. It's typical of that era, and it's quite instructive on how to pick up a lady. And I think I enjoyed the naivete of the entire rap. So, Call My Name, number 9. You should totally listen to that song. And if you're in Abuja, please don't follow any of the instructions on that song. Number 8, love songs that I think you should listen to even if you had forgotten would be Giddy Girls by Wizkid's Giddy Girl. I mean, Loverboy Wizkid was the first Wizkid any of us encountered, and it was fun at the time because we were young and googly-eyed and all of that shit. This song typifies what a young Wizkid was like. I mean, it's what made him the star boy of Nigerian music for an entire decade. And even if I think Hola at Your Boy was the bigger song, I think Giddy Girl was the better song. But that is my opinion. Times were great when this song dropped, and if you don't believe me, listen to the song again. I would say Wizkid has never sounded naive on a song, and it's obvious in the cadence which he executed over the song. And dude basically went to town like prime with Chris Brown on the song, and it was an easy listen. And I think if he dropped the song again today, it would still bang, and I think it would bang harder than it did at the time. Has Wizkid ever made a better love song? I Love My Baby would match this song, but I don't think overall quality any love song from Wizkid would be on the same level as this one is. Song was flawlessly made, of course. Production, DJ Clem was at the top of his game at the time when the song was released. And fuck me, that outro. Ooh, that shit lives rent-free in my head. I mean, just floating over the beat and sucking through his teeth is like magic, man. And there was this show back then in Lagos. I think it was on Beat FM or Wazobia or one of Cool FM, any one of those FMs that had the outro on loop for a show, and you had no idea what that thing could do to you on a breezy drive in late night Lagos. I mean, just riding with your girl through the streets of Lagos with that outro playing. I mean, that guy was Starboy for a reason, man. Starboy for a reason. I don't think any song he has dropped on a love scale would match with that. So let's move to number 7. Was nothing like Giddy Girl. It was Paul Play's Angel of My Life. I was in Abuja for the first years of my secondary school education when this song dropped, and one thing I perceived then was that nobody thought it was a Nigerian song. I mean, if a song starts off with calling the singer's love interest the meaning of my life, how could that be a Nigerian song on Obasanjo's street at the time? Okay, let me start off by making the claim that this switch up or growth in music that our Runtown and our Adekunle Gold do so enjoyably today was invented in Nigerian music industry by this song. The man was switching up from Paul Like a Diary with Eledamiyide Adeyemo to Paul Play, and he dropped Playville. This song was the lead song out of Playville, I think. I'm not sure. But I think this song was the lead song out of Playville, and it was literally a game changer for a lot of reasons, from the production to the lyricism to the overall delivery, and the structuring of the song was beautiful. It's such a great love tune. The pen game was solid, and believe it or not, the production, even if it was not, even if it's not of the highest quality as what can be obtained today, it was of the highest quality as at the time the song dropped. I know a lot has changed, and solid engineers have shown up since then, and even better equipments have made mixing and mastering songs almost unnoticeable, and made songs better to listen to. But I love the feeling that you get from the song, because it's raspy, dry, but it's as natural as it can get. So a live performance, and if you feel unloved and you want to get your mojo back, this is a song I would totally recommend for you. Just move to the beat and loosen yourself up to the rhythm. Angel of my life. It's not such a bad thing, no, it's able to be loved, so get yourself something to love yourself to, and get somebody to love you to. It's Angel of my life. Number 6, Wandikous Taboo. Wandikous Taboo sounds so sinfully good. You don't realize how much you miss the song unless you listen to it again. I guess it's been overstressed how much Wandikous revolutionized Afropop with his Motion to Mohit album. I mean, it was Afropop's finest apotheosis. Man was godly on this track. That's how the song started. It was touching things. Yeah, this is the kind of assurance you want to give a lover who doubts themselves before you. This song is basically an assurance song, because everybody sometime in their lives feel unworthy of the love they are getting. You know how you stare into a mirror so much and you start to see your own flaws, and you doubt if the person you're with is supposed to even love you as much as they do. That pimple on your chin, the reaction on your neck, how untidy your hair looks, and how shitty your clothes look on you on a particular day, you just feel down. But this song is that song to jig you up and tell you, look, you're perfect, you're worthy of every love you get. It doesn't matter how bad or how shitty your day is, you're perfect. You other girls may have big booties and you may feel that's what your lover wants, or but whatever, man, you're perfect. I don't care. That's what Wandikous was basically saying on the song. And if you want to feel loved, I think you should listen to that song again. Number 5 song for me. Please, it would be very good to note that this is not a list of songs ranging from good to best. It's basically just a list of songs that you should listen to. It's not a comparison list, as I usually do. It's just a list of songs that I'm listing out to you, and you should listen to. You know, like when you deal your very good day and you want to deal with your day, you know, that kind of list. Number 5 song for me, it would be Banky W's Strong Thing. Not Strong Thing, Sev, it's Strong Thing, because that's how he said it. Banky W entered his bag with Strong Thing. I've always wondered if the flute instrumentation was sampled. If anybody knows, I'd be glad to get to find that out, because that flute, this song, this song. If I told you what some of your aunties did to this song. But I'm so glad that the song dropped at the time that it did and got the response it did. I don't think this thing the industry does with new artists. I mean, it's good for business if you could get songs out every week to ride your 15 minutes through with solid numbers. But it doesn't get the artist in touch with their deepest creative selves, in my opinion. But I'd be a hypocrite if I say it's not what I would do, because the industry is very unforgiving if you fall off and you want to make it as much as you can. I would want them to give the artists more leverage on their own creative ability, make them do songs that they actually fuck with and not just songs that they think people want to listen to. But it's business, and one of the downsides to this trend is that great songs like Banky W, great Strong Thing would be lost in a cliche of other songs and would not be a classic as it is today. I mean, the sincerity of Banky W on the song sells it more than even his singing ability, which I don't think is that powerful. Banky W doesn't know how to sing, I don't know, but he's very sincere on his songs, and it shows in the way he is able to convey strong emotions and carry it convincingly throughout the song. And hey, you should check out Banky W's W Experience album again if you haven't heard it since 2000 Jigby Jigby when it dropped. There are gems on there, and Banky W's strong thing was well complemented too with that fine video that he did with those old English outfits and the train stuff. Well, if you want to off anybody's panties, just play the song today, and that's what I'll tell you. But this list is not for your perverted Philistine cadence, so you should totally be loved up to this list instead of looking for a way to get laid. Okay. Number 4, Davido's Aye. Forgive me if I'm ignorant, but I think this is Davido's first viral song. Damiduro was very strong in my opinion, but it's nowhere near Davido's Aye. I mean, he had solid promotion, but a song like Aye would only need Davido's star power to thrive, and even if there was much promotion, you wouldn't even notice because it was everywhere at the time. And you know you're a viral artist in Nigeria when you don't even need the internet to push your song. The streets pushing your song is one of the checkpoints to know how much star power you have as an artist. The song is everything that Davido is not right now. Everybody knows Davido loves his fancy and he doesn't even care. Every song he releases, he shouts out his luxury items on the song. But on this song, he's basically saying all these things don't matter as long as we have love. It's all that matters. It's Davido's maturing song, in my opinion, and he did very well with delivery and all of that. It was well written, well structured, beautiful love song. I like the Makossa instrumentation too, and it's something you and your loved person, partner, can dance to in your one-room apartment in any of the ghettos in Nigeria without feeling condescended upon, like many of Davido's other songs. It's a beautiful love song. I'll totally recommend it if you're with your baby today, but if you're not, too bad. I'll be with your baby. Number 3 for me would be Twobaba's Outside. If I ever fall in love, I would fall in love to a Twobaba song, and there is no better song to fall in love to in Twobaba's discography than Outside. I mean, there's so much to life and songs like this. Even if you're a serial cheat with more children outside of your relationship than you have hair on your head, this song would still give your love butterflies every day of the week and twice on Sundays because you'd be listening to it on the Hot Yellow podcast with me. Okay, that was a joke. But it's not even worth arguing that everybody in Nigeria does love songs, but nobody does it on the level that Twobaba is doing it or has done it. This song stands out for me because of the tranquility that it comes with. You hear songs like this and you want to be in bed with your love, away from the chaos of the world, like you do in the movies, just you and your lover, or underneath your sheets and your blankets covering you from everything, you know. There's no place in the world to be or feel more safe than in your lover's arms, and this song is one of such songs that makes you feel that way. My generation, we're not the fall in love again, but this is a good song to fall in love if you want to fall in love. If you want to fall in love. Because if they break your heart, I'm not there. But you totally give it a listen. You totally give it a listen. I beg you, in the name of God, please, please listen to this song before your heart grows cobwebs. Give yourself love. Love is a beautiful thing. Please, please, and please. Number 2, P Square's Beautiful Onyinye. If I have ever seen anybody fuck up a bag like Pisco have, it would be us as Nigerians in the 2015 elections. I mean, how could you throw away such a magnificent duo? These guys are class. From everything they've ever released together, even from their earliest days, class, total class, man, total class. And this song is the classiest song I have heard in recent times from them. Opinions may change over time, but I feel like this song is not for your boyfriend and girlfriend relationship. So, Mona, get out. If you know you're a boyfriend and you're a girlfriend, don't listen to this song. But if you're with your soulmate, this song is just another song with the right elements to give you twins. No cap. If you want twins in your courtship, your marriage, your fiancéship and your fiancéship, you should just listen to the song. And you know what you are doing to do, and then wombolo wombolo, you know when you are doing that thing here, this is the song, man. Just beautiful song. We don't make love songs like this anymore, and it sucks. These days all we do is just tell people how their ass is big and all of that. But those days when songs like this were out, people legit got married over songs like this. I'm not joking. If you understand what I'm trying to say, people legit got married over songs like this. And if they play this song for club, man, you show me that, say you go sing and give whoever they with you, even if now, you know. Songs, man, beautiful song, beautiful Oninye. We had Ray Cross on the remix, and I think this is just my opinion. We have successfully normalized shit behavior and toxic traits that have fucked up how relationships should truly be, instead of how it should be, as wholesome and as truthful, as sincere as Beautiful Oninye makes love sound. If you're falling into that trap, I think you should give Beautiful Oninye a listen again and try to change your mind. If you see somebody you love, shoot your shot. If somebody loves you and you like them back, accept them, play Beautiful Oninye at them, get married next week. I mean, don't get it twisted. Lovers are beautiful things. Love is a beautiful thing. And our number one song, of course, is Dibanji's Fall in Love. You know your love song strikes a chord when Kanye does a version of it. I don't think many people know this because the original was so good and so powerful. We didn't even want to hear anybody else on the song, just Dibanj. When you're a sex symbol like Dibanj, falling in love is a big deal, and there is no sugarcoating it. You're straight up mesmerized by someone else older than yourself for the first time in your life, and you have no flowery poetry to woo the person. Just as blunt as knife on concrete can be, just tell them, look, I'm falling in love. And if there's a better way to better love song in Nigeria, it would have to be with some big ass words and flowery poetry to get the person to love you as much as fall in love is. Your lyrics very simple and heartfelt. You can actually feel how honest the singer is, which is the bunch. And those Don Jazzy background vocals, have you cried? Yeah, I love Don Jazzy, man. Fall in Love is such a beautiful song, and if you've never fallen in love, try it. It's healthy. It's like honey. It doesn't kill you. It doesn't kill you. Yeah. You know. Get up, just do it, I beg. Fall in love. You only have one life. I don't know, man. I don't know. Just fall in love. Had them play If You Love Somebody, African China to them, and play Fall in Love to them, and then get on with your love life. So what else is there to say to you people today, other than to fall in love romantically, fall in love with your heart, and stop being shitty to our Nigerian women? It's fucked up, man. Love no be scam. And let me just put this out there. If I am getting married, any of my friends will be single, and I'm not gonna see rice chop. So everybody try to cough up somebody today, and God bless you as you do.
I don't have anything to say again to you people. Just fall in love, you know. And as usual, I'll sign off with my And if you've noticed, this list is basically a male-dominated list for a reason. Because the next time we'll be doing this stuff, it would be all females on the list. So forgive me, females who listen to this and feel like I've left them out for some reason. The next time we do it, of course, it would be an all female-dominated list. So remain loved up. Love what you love. Love your partner. Love God. Love your family. And whatever there is to love again, just love. Have a nice one. This is Ocho Love, signing out.